This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case in RE Robert J. Branson, petitioner versus Michael Shoemaker, warden, South Central Correctional Center, respondent, decided April 29th, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. In RE Robert J. Branson, opinion issued April 29th, 2025, petitioner v. No. SC 1087 Narrow. Michael Shoemaker, Warden, South Central Correctional Center, Respondent. Original proceeding in habeas corpus. Robert J. Branson filed a petition for a writ of habeas corpus alleging his life sentence is unlawful because there was an insufficient factual basis to support his guilty plea to the class of felony of first-degree child molestation. By pleading guilty, Branson waived all challenges to the factual basis of his plea, except for a Rule 24.0035 motion for post-conviction relief. Branson's claim does not fit within any valid exception, permitting habeas review of procedurally defaulted claims. Habeas relief is denied. Factual and procedural background. The state charged Branson with 6 sex crimes for raping and sodomizing victim while she was a child. The charges included 3 unclassified felonies, each exposing 2 Branson to the possibility of a life sentence and mandatory lifetime supervision if he was granted probation. 1. On the day of trial, Branson negotiated an Alford plea to 1 count of the class A felony of first-degree child molestation and 2 counts of second-degree statutory rape. 2. The state filed an amended information consistent with the plea agreement. The state prefaced the child molestation charge as follows. Count Y, child molestation 1, saint degree. Victim is less than 12 years of age. The actor has previous conviction under Chapter 566 or inflicts serious physical injury, displays deadly weapon, or dangerous instrument, offense, is part of ritual or ceremony. The state alleged Branson committed the class of felony of first-degree child molestation by knowingly subjecting victim to sexual contact while she was younger than 12 years old. When Branson committed the offenses, per 566.067, RS Mo Supir 2006, provided first-degree child molestation was a Class B felony, but could be enhanced to a Class A felony if the victim was under the age of 12 and the defendant was a prior offender, inflicted serious physical injury, displayed a weapon or deadly instrument, or committed the offense. 1. C. Paragraph 566.032, authorizing a life sentence for first-degree statutory rape of a child under the age of 14. Paragraph 566.062, authorizing a life sentence for first-degree statutory sodomy of a child under the age of 14. Paragraph 559.1106, requiring lifetime supervision for first-degree statutory rape and sodomy. 2. In an Alford plea, the defendant pleads guilty while maintaining his or her innocence. North Carolina v. Alford, 400 U.S. 25, 38-39, 1970. An Alford plea stands on equal footing with one in which an accused specifically admits the commission of the particular act charged. Wilson v. State, 813 SW 2D, 833, 843, Mobonk, 1991. Internal quotation omitted. 3. As part of a ritual or ceremony. When he pleaded guilty, the statute provided first-degree child molestation is a Class A felony in all cases in which the victim was younger than 12 years old. Paragraph 566-067, RS Mo 2016. During the plea hearing, the state never asserted, and Branson never acknowledged, any fact enhancing the first-degree child molestation charge from a Class B felony to a Class A felony under the version of Perv 566.067 in effect when Branson committed the offense. Branson, however, repeatedly acknowledged he was charged with a Class A felony, faced a potential life sentence, and was pleading guilty voluntarily. The circuit court accepted Branson's knowing and voluntary guilty plea and sentenced him to life imprisonment for the class of felony of first-degree child molestation and to consecutive terms of 7 years imprisonment for each of the 2 counts of second-degree statutory rape. 3. Branson filed a Rule 24.035 motion for post-conviction relief. He did not allege a factual defect in his guilty plea or that his sentence exceeded the statutory maximum. The circuit court overruled the motion. Branson appealed, claiming for the first time that the state failed to allege the facts necessary for a Class A felony. The Court of Appeals affirmed the judgment, holding Branson waived this argument by not raising it in his Rule 24.035 motion for post-conviction relief. Branson v. State, 633 SW3D 871, 875-476, Mo. App. 2021. 3. In addition to facts indicating Branson had molested victim pretty much continuously since she had been 5 or 6 years old, the state's factual basis included the assertion that DNA testing showed Branson's sperm cells were present in a large stain in the crotch of a pair of victim's shorts. 4. Branson filed a petition for a writ of habeas corpus, alleging his sentence was excessive because the factual basis for his guilty plea in sly.